This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Have you ever had a moment in your life where you wished you could go back in time and relive a day, relive a week of your life? Sure, we all have. This week we talk about Psalm 130 in our series from the Penitential Psalms, where David discovers there is a land of beginning again with the Lord. It's called forgiveness. Louisa Fletcher Tarkington, a poet who wrote this poem called The Land of Beginning Again. Somebody is here right now who could say, man, I wish that poem were true. I wish there was some wonderful place called the Land of Beginning Again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never put on again. Would you listen to that paragraph again? I wish there were some wonderful place called the Land of Beginning Again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never put on again. As long as I live, I will remember a conversation I had probably 20, 22 years ago with a young man in his 20s in Columbus, Ohio. And he looked at me, and I didn't understand what he was talking about for a minute or two until he explained. He said, you know, Randy, I wish I could go back to my freshman year at the university. I wish I could go back to my freshman year. And I was naive, not following him at all. I said, well, why? What happened then? He said, that was the beginning of all the negative stuff in my life, my freshman year at the university. And I thought about that. Isn't that interesting? He wishes he could go back somehow magically to that point in time as a freshman in college to maybe not make some choices that he did make back then, the first year of school. And you know what? You can relate to that, and so can I. Everybody can. There are things in your life that you look back in retrospect with what you know now, and the age and the experience that you have now has impacted your thinking and your level of maturity in such a way that you say, I wish I could go back to a land of beginning again. Listen carefully to the most important thing I'm going to say today. There is a land of beginning again with the Lord. It's called forgiveness. You need to hear that today. There is a land of beginning again. It's called forgiveness. How do I know that? Because we're going to read the sixth of seven penitential psalms out of the book of Psalms, which some scholars believe were sequentially written. David was writing them out of his conviction, his guilt, his confession of the sin of adultery and murder, and we're in the sixth of seven psalms that are identified as penitential psalms. Next week we conclude with 143, but today we're in 130. I want you to find out how God is interested in the land of beginning again for you. First seven verses of Psalm 130, it says, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen waiting for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning, a repetition of the same phrase. We'll talk about that in a minute. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love. Underline that phrase, unfailing love. And with him is full redemption.
Well, this message is called The Land of Beginning Again, about God's forgiveness. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our web address, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.